Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before.
All right,
No
all right,
video.
all right. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
Well, I guess this thing, I don't know what it does. I guess it needs just a little bit of a charge, right?
Yeah. But the phone's fine. Sounds good.
Well, it's going to have to do. That's all I got, buddy.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
We listeners will, you know, we'll screw with sound a couple of times. So last week I used a new mic and I sounded terrible.
Did it not sound good?
No. I don't know. I mean, I asked a few people and they seem okay with it. I heard it though, and I sound tinny in it. I didn't like it.
This is not completely tinny.
No, actually, you sound pretty good. You sound pretty good. There's a bit of static, like phone static, but for the most part, you sound pretty clear. So it's all good.
Okay. Well, then we'll just go with it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Plus,
the
kids have been fucking around in my office. Now it's a podcast room. But I don't know what they've done.
What do you mean? That's great.
Show you. How do I do this? How do I do the video part? Start video.
Yeah, there you are.
Look at me. Look what they do. Look at the shit.
What do you mean? That's great. Oh, look. So they put up some soundproofing material.
Well, I think that's lighting shit.
Yeah. Okay. That's lighting shit. What's that? Oh, that's lighting as well.
Microphone.
Okay. Bunch of microphones. So you got that, and look, you got the splash guard on it. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know what the fuck.
That's a pop filter. So that little black thing is called a pop filter. So when you say,
all I know is I can't.
You know,
sit
all that stuff doesn't matter.
I got no room. I got to sit in a chair. I don't know where the hell I am. They got mics all over the place. I can't use them because I wish I could because I don't know how to use them.
You got to, look, because that's exactly my setup, right? So if you look at the, right? So
yeah, I know.
I've got
for
the
you,
arm
good.
There.
You know,
and, you know, that's okay.
I like my old one. I like my little system I got here. My nice computer. I can't find my headphones. I don't know where the hell those went.
Oh, no.
Not really, though.
I hear you.
Well, the video looks better on my phone than it does on my computer, though. So
your
that's good.
Videos, yeah, your video's pretty good, actually.
Oh, you got Spidey in the back, eh?
Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah. You got Spider-Man going on there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The Green Goblin, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. That's hilarious. Man,
I guess you never get to see the office, eh?
No.
See, I got my nice, my nice family.
Dude, you got some cool cartoons going on there. You got what? Is that a caricature of you and the family, or?
No, that's a jazz picture.
Jazz
There's Comic Con shit.
Okay.
All that.
Yeah.
The monsters,
oh,
Italian ones,
so
except
cool.
for Al Pacino as Scarface. I don't know why he's in.
Scarface.
He's Cuban. Because he's Cuban. He shouldn't be in that picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what it's, they're all Italians.
I see that as a picture of badasses is what I see.
Nah, it's supposed to be mob bosses. Bad guys. The bad guys, yeah. But that's not what they meant. They were doing Sopranos and good.
Yeah. I got you.
And then they put a skit shot up.
Yeah. But I think anywhere you can work
no.
Scarface in there, you gotta, you know?
Honestly, I didn't like that movie.
Really?
Yeah, it was okay, but I thought it was just
okay.
Too over the top and like.
Yeah, it was really like, you know, it's really like, whoa, really?
It's not as refined as like the Italian mobs or the Jewish mobs. He's an animal.
Yeah,
it's completely different.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I got Amelia starting to watch Peaky Blinders. Eh?
Oh my God, the new season's out.
Oh my God, I said okay now because she wanted to start it.
Okay, so you're starting from the beginning.
We're starting at the beginning,
okay.
right? But
okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I've watched it. We're going to finish season two tonight. Oh my, I love that show.
It's great.
Like, it is not
really
so
great.
Good. It's just ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so well done. And I love Tom Hardy.
I'm in the new season now. I'm halfway through.
I was going to start.
And,
but if she goes, well, I'll watch it with you.
Wow.
But, well, you got to start from the beginning.
Yeah. You got to start.
And
the
I
beginning.
Know she would like it because it's a little violent, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's so good though.
Yeah, it's good.
What a great show. I love it.
Oh,
love
season
it.
Two, the ending of season two is wicked.
That's, well, after this, after this, I got to phone Barry for a half an hour or so. Yeah. And then we're going to go finish season two.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so excited.
I've probably watched really the last episode of season two a whole bunch of times because it's good. It's really good.
So good.
Yeah. 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 Man.
That's all good enough. Yeah.
You're looking more lively. Last week,
yeah, I feel a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, last week, not that you weren't looking lively, but last week you were preoccupied,
I was zeroed
in on all this stuff going on, and
you know what I think is going to come down to, Phil?
Yeah.
No matter how you do it, you know, this will be like, you know, I'm gonna have to drop something.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I can't do it all. I mean, I can't. I can't physically do it. And the problem is I can't farm some of it out because nobody wants to farm it out. Like, they don't want it farmed out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an all or nothing, but it's an all or nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so at that point, you know what I'm thinking? Well, then I think I might have to go with nothing.
Yeah, I think it is the do what we, you know, you got to do what we say now, right? Like, you know, which
I
is
can't manage.
Like you got to prioritize. Gives you a chance maybe to boil down, you know, like, maybe there's stuff in there that you can cut away that you don't love doing as much either.
It's some of that, but it's also like, it's more the obligations you have to, you know, like the key account that I'm doing is if I'm going to do stuff for NRC and for Martin Pleasance, like for Orion, then I got to do it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I still don't want to do full time and I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
But realistically, I can't do it on the time I'm giving. So I'll give the same amount of days, but I got to find some extra days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, and monetarily, it's not the greatest move because I'm going to lose a chunk of change. I'm not going to get any more change.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the client, it's still a better play. Quite frankly, again, we're not talking starvation here, right? It's not we're not going to hit destitute on this one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So no, that's it. Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. That's why I'm probably a little more resolute.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. It's got to get there, right? You know what it's like. It's tough, right? Because.
Yeah, you hate to let money go, though, right? Like,
it's just so stupid,
when you
right?
It's cut stuff loose, but.
I don't, but at the end of the day, it's either that, or either you cut something loose or it's going to cut you loose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think I was. Mm-hmm. I think last week I was just so. I got tired out. I was so defeated, tired. I had a shitty week. Just not a good start to the week. And I just fell down. And then I think yesterday I finally came to the realization. I thought, you know, fuck, what am I doing? Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, when I always said, when we get to the point where you're not going to enjoy it, what are you doing it for?
Yeah, I know. What's the point, right?
This wasn't supposed to be back to full time,
you
know, grind it out work. It was supposed to be, you know, you want to do something fun.
Yeah.
So I just thought, this is dumb. I'm not, you know, got to rethink this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's where we're at.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear
today.
You.
Tomorrow's another story. I never know where it goes.
So I like that. I think through some of the jobs that I've had, like cutting some of the folks loose last time, right? And then you know, working through NIMI, I can see the end, you know, for NIMI. I think we talked about this last episode.
Yeah, we
right?
talked about last week.
But I think it's funny, right? Because I've kind of talked to a bunch of people and just tried to kind of feed it through a decision maker, you know, just to bring the idea by a couple of people. But it just feels, you know, like I think that when you do these jobs too, there are natural ends to things, right? And so whether it's because it's a natural end because it's either going to end you or you got to end it, right?
Yeah. Like. But it's still an end.
You know, but it's still an end, right? Like, it's not a bad way to leave things, right? Like, you know, if you've left them in a better place, then.
You know. I think that's how you have to look at it. It's a nothing, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's probably better for both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
And quite frankly, more than anything, at times you've got to get selfish. Mm-hmm. You've got to get selfish, and it's basically all about what's.
As the man yawns.
Fuck, I'm so tired, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got to be what's best for, I guess, maybe for me and for Amelia and the kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not for so sure. much the kids, mostly Amelia.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Kids are getting old. They don't care. Although they're the ones that actually speak the most wisdom. You know, when they're the younger ones and saying, you know, well, Dad, if you don't want to do things, why, you know, why you're doing it? I thought that's what you said you were supposed to do. I'm thinking, you know, fuck off.
Shut up. Seriously. You're smart, but shut up.
But shut up anyway. Well, who asked you for? Who, I didn't ask to be parented.
Yeah. I know.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
Exactly. Like, what the hell kind of talk is that? Whether it's right or not is not the point. You know, I'm going to be lectured.
Oh, my gosh.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Anywho.
Yeah,
that's where we're at. Man. That's where I think it's going, and I'm actually feeling a lot better about the decision. So
good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And you? Where are you at mentally?
I don't know where. Yeah, I don't know where I'm at. I'm at a whole bunch of places. So one is I do see a natural end coming for NIMI. I have to talk to them about that and start planning what that looks like. You know, sometimes you know, I don't know if there are NIMIans that actually listen to this show. If there are, if there are, come see me before you go talking to anybody about this yet. But I do think I got to talk to them about what the natural end looks like and when that is.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of where I go, what I do next, like, it's the most common question I get is people going, so what are you going to do after this? And like, I don't know, but I don't think it's about, you know, I mean, I've got a business. I can go out and make more business. Right. It's not really about that. It's really about,
that's not
like,
the worry.
You know? Yeah. It's about when do I stop serving the customer the way I'm supposed to be serving the customer? Right. You know, when do I stop having fun in that process? You know, all of those things. Right. So,
right.
So I gotta have that conversation. Hopefully it goes fairly civilized. I think it will.
But, I don't think it's going to have any choice. Yeah. It's going to go where it goes.
Yeah.
And it really is up to, if they were smart, they'd make it go civilized because I'm assuming you're not going to give them like 15 minutes notice.
No, they'll be respectful.
And you're going to try to finish some things up and maybe even sort of help them with succession.
I think the conversation is, look, guys, like, you know, the place is going to outgrow me. I've been here to do the things I needed to do. I've got you off the ground. I've got you running. The numbers look good. Now is a good time to find someone who's got deeper expertise, who doesn't need to go, come in and do gargantuan setup and all the, you know what I mean? Like, so that's the conversation, right? And that is the look, like, we should start this process. And then whenever it happens, right? Like,
right.
You know, and I'm not going to be around for 3 months. Probably you should figure this out. But, you know, if we start looking for candidates now, like maybe I can be here when they onboard, you know, and I can get them up to speed before I walk away. Right. Like that.
Well,
helps
I think
then
you just have to, you have to obviously give your plan sooner than not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause obviously, sure, I think you personally would like to have some say in sort of the next direction. You don't want to leave them in a lurch. Like,
well,
you want to make sure.
I would not like everything to get taken down, right? Because we're actually moving. There's some really good momentum happening, you know. So, you know, yeah. So I don't know. That's my mindset there. I'm working with some really neat businesses. There's one guy I'm mentoring, and I'm just doing it because he's a good dude, and he's building a tool share business. Cause he's pretty handy. He's got some pretty
tools like hammers and saws. Tools?
Yeah. Hammers and saws, but really kind of like complicated stuff, right? Like, so you can borrow a drill if you want, but he just thinks that there's a better way to do it than to go to Home Depot all the time.
I wouldn't argue that.
Like, yeah. And so he's starting what I've called, I guess, like the Uber, you know, Uber or Kijiji of tools. You know, like, or Airbnb of tools, I think is the way to think of it. You know, so you can go in, you can borrow the one I keep using because I just cut down a big enormous tree is like a chainsaw, right? Like
right.
A chainsaw, or now that I've cut down the tree, I want to be able to turn a log into a table. I need specific tools to be able to do that.
Right.
And I would never have those, right? So, you know, to go into this network and kind of go, hey guys, like I need, you know, chainsaw carpentry tools, who's got them, right? And then to be able to locate them, talk to somebody, strike a deal in there, you know, you know, borrow it for 5 days, return it, you know, with a cost or whatever. Seems like something that we should be able to do. So
that's interesting. Well, that sounds like something that could be kind of cool.
Yeah. So I've been helping him build, right? So we've been building everything from, you know, like he's a pretty enterprising guy. He does some coding. So he figured out, where he could lean on, you know, kind of pre-bought software to help him with some of the, you know, cause this trading, buying and selling, you know, exchange thing isn't new. So he figured out where he can get some software that he can adapt. I helped him with, he was like, okay, I figured out the coding bits, but what do I do now? Right. And I was like, look, we've got to socialize it. We've got to talk about it. You need to test to see who might be interested in this sort of thing, you know, and we went through this process of figuring out, like, you know, guys who have tools are definitely not the same guys that don't have tools, and they don't hang out in the same place. Right. So like handymen, like pros are never going to lend out their equipment.
Not a whole panel.
Yeah. Right. But you need to find, yeah. I said to him, I think you need to find the guy like our age.
Right.
But had done a ton of, you know, renos and now is starting to wind down a little bit, right? Because they're like, you know, like, I don't know about you, right? Like, I do a ton of renos around the house, but now I'm like, I'm 47, you know, like, I just had my knees checked and the doctor was like, try not to do anything, you know, like that requires your knees. And I'm like, oh, so everything.
So, like, what are you doing? Like, standing up? Walking?
Right? You know, like, so I was like, what the fuck? But there are, you know, like, if I don't have to lay tiles, I'm not laying tiles, right? Like, that's like a whole day on my knees. You know what I mean? Like, so I have a wet tile saw.
47,
right? Like,
so you should be able to afford to hire somebody.
Yeah. And so I said to him, I think you need to go after those guys. Cause like a guy like me, I've got all these tools kicking around that I am not intending on using. Right. But I'm also not going to sell them for like $5. Right. So something like this would be a great marketplace for me, like to be able to lend out tools, you know, maybe like meet some people who might be building new things, right? And then there are young guys that are going to be looking for stuff so they don't have to keep buying all their tools, right?
Right.
So I was saying, you know, so we've been doing some marketing around, like, how do you find people in different, you know, types of networks that fit either of those profiles, right? So it's been quite fun. It's been a really neat kind of setup exercise.
Shit, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, right?
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So so we've been working on stuff and just trying to figure out how we do that and get him up and running and get people interested in what he's doing and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
listen, I mean, it's a neat idea. I mean, whether it goes anywhere or not, I don't know.
Don't know yet. But it's cool. You hear lots of things about startups, but I think at the end of the day, this is kind of what a startup really is, right? Like I said to him, you need to do a budget, right? And he said, why? And I said, because marketing dollars can get out of control, right? Like when you want to advertise for things. So I kind of need to know like how committed you are, right? Like, so, you know, we figured out how to help you build brand personas, all these things for nothing. What happens if you got to spend $200 on Facebook ads to get people interested? Are you going to do it or not? Right. Like, then how far do you go? Right. Like, and so we kind of work through what that means, how much money it could mean in a year. Where is he getting the money from? You know, like
all the normal questions. You
know, yeah. All the normal questions. Right. And we figured out, we actually figured out a budget. So we're not going to spend much. I think we're going to spend like $20 a week for the next, you know, kind of like 4 or 5 weeks. And then if we don't see traction after that, then we'll come back to it and figure out whether we should be doing something different or he's just going to abandon ship and go do something else.
Right.
You know, so, you know, thresholds, limits,
but it's really it's a cheap experiment.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, that's not a, you know, you're not talking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shitloads of money mortgaging the house, right? That's not complicated. It's not complicated. It's complicated, but it's not.
Yeah,
there's not a massive commitment of cash or shit like that. Mm-mm. Try it, see what happens.
Yeah, and I think more importantly for him is like he was kind of like, So I'm all in. And I was like, you don't have to be all in, right? Like,
why don't you just dip a toe in and see if there's actually an all in play in this, right?
Yeah. You know, like you read about tech startups all the time, right? But everyone makes it so fancy and so, you know, like, ooh, and investors, and no, you're the investor. So you tell me, right? Like, how far do you want to go? Like, how comfortable are you with it? Is this craziness? Like, do you, you know, like, so we talked through all those things and it helped him, you know, just figure out like, oh, I understand. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's totally just got it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really fun to work with him. So
that's pretty cool though. That's I don't know. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck right on.
Yeah, that's been really fun. What else is going on? Oh my God. Like, I have been writing press releases like crazy, but you know what? I'm getting funny enough. I am getting compliments on my press releases, which
from who?
You know, from people who are reading them or I actually got some random comments on LinkedIn, like,
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I had someone go, this is a pretty amazing press release. And I'm like, does anybody read these, right? Like, I know the news wires pick them up, right? You know, and journalists read them and, you know, like, you know, you get websites that republish them, but I didn't really think, you know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't something I thought.
I think the challenge is this. I think press releases are not a thing of the past. But because anybody can do their own press release, not say that they can do it well by any stretch of imagination.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we talked about last week, it's not that journalists are on the hunt for anything anymore.
Yeah.
You sit down to the internet, you just type shit and, you know, stuff comes up and, you know what, it's different. It's not like in the old days when you really had to hustle your ass to try to find somebody that was interested in this and that. It's not that you can't find anybody. But the beautiful thing of LinkedIn is, again, they're all people that are, that's why they're there.
Yeah.
Right. It's the perfect audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's
been, pretty good medium,
what's that?
It's turning to be a pretty good platform.
Oh my gosh. LinkedIn is, we've actually been, so we've been testing like crazy. I've been testing, you know, the in-mail stuff, right? Delivered to your inbox. I've been testing, directing people from that email to a landing page. I've been directing people to pages where they can download content. Right. You know, because you're trying to figure out like how do people consume, you know, and it's different for every industry, it's different for every piece of collateral you do. But like if I make a graphical white page versus a solutions paper, right? Like a solutions paper would be something where here's how the solution works, you know, here's in context how it could work for you. You know, and so do people download that? Do they want to consume it online? You know, we've got this really great video of the VP at NIMI speaking about the solution, how it fits in the ecosystem. That got like a ton of downloads, right? Because people are just like, they're dying for knowledge, right? So when they know that you're speaking about this stuff, they want to be there, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's really neat to test because now you're starting to learn, like, here's the content I have to, you know, because everyone says make content, but you don't know why you make it, right? So these tests help you figure out,
right?
You know, so in a lot of ways, I'm not different from the guy that I was just coaching, right? To say, how much money do you want to spend, right? Because now I'm figuring out, like, how much do I want to spend? Where do I want to go? Like, what will they do with it? Right. Is it effective or do I go and do something else? Right. So,
right.
So it's pretty neat like that, you know?
And how are you finding, like, cause you are spending on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
Are you finding that you are getting a return for the spend or is it just as good to just put it out there and you get enough, you know, you have enough people to follow and stuff.
You get better interactions. Yeah. You have to buy, but, I guess what I would encourage is that you go and test the audiences first, because the audiences are, you know, they're being very careful about audiences. They don't want to go down the Facebook route of like,
well, you don't want to make it a Facebook and Twitter. And sometimes I tell you the truth, like when you're talking about the email option, it's already a little irritating. See, I don't know what you do. I get quite a bit of inbox stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always people, hey, just want to know if you're looking for clients or this. I'm yep. like, you know, when did I ask anybody that I was looking? Like, where is it out there that I give a flying shit right now about that? So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, and yeah. I get to the point where, you know, I'm thinking, you know why I'm not going to answer you? I never asked yeah. you to bug me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't ask you to phone yeah. me. I didn't ask you to email me. So quite frankly, I don't owe you any politeness right now because you're just agitating the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I don't like
yeah,
my inbox full. Yeah. I don't like yeah. this stuff anymore.
Yeah. On behalf of marketers everywhere, I apologize.
I don't like it.
But I have no heart, right? Because you didn't hurt my feelings there at all. I felt like you were speaking right to me, and I still it didn't hurt my feelings at all. And I'll probably still deliver stuff to your inbox.
It's not just you. So it's all everybody else. Nobody's gonna give a shit what I just said.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And mostly because, again, you know what I guess it is? Because I don't use the medium, and this is because I don't have to, right? I don't use the medium for that. I use it because I really enjoy the articles. I like reading stuff, and I like sharing sort of cool business posts and things like that. So I have no problem with people commenting on stuff. Yeah. I have no people reaching out and connecting. It doesn't bother me, mm-hmm. right? I have tons of connections. Most I don't know, but they sounded cool. The job sounded cool. Why not? You never know what they're going to post.
Yeah.
I just don't like the assumption that right after that is, you know, here it comes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If I go onto your site and I type in, or I click on a whole bunch of articles that, you know, how do you get more business? I wish I could get more business. I wish I could get more business. Then please send me some information on how to get more business. Yeah. If I don't post that, don't ask me.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not, I didn't ask anybody for that information.
I hear you.
Do you know what I mean? That's the difference. If I go to a NIMI one and click on it, even if it's a paid one, you know, by virtue of that, and by virtue of you being able to, even if you wanted to do a little more, see who it was. That person's within the scope of this. This is a lead.
Yep.
Then do that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. I agree.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
You know, and I guess the argument could be made, well, you know, I looked at your thing. You're a consultant. You know, are you looking for more business? Right. And I think, well, I'll just listen to the fucking podcast and you find out. No. Not right now. I'm tired. I don't want anybody. Stop bugging me.
Oh, Kenny's so salty.
Stop bugging me.
Kenny is so salty. It's true though. I have I think my NIMI inbox has a couple of thousand emails in it, right? And half are, hey, do you have time for a call? Hey.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, if you got a couple minutes, I can describe what I'm doing.
I don't.
Again, I could give you a couple minutes to describe what I'm doing right now, and you're not going to be too happy with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's nothing nice about you. I'm not interested. No. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I know.
Again, I get it. I mean, I get it. I think it's just lost. I don't know. It's just, it's the whole, it's like being cold called in a sense. Right.
Yeah.
I agree. I still think that's not what it should be. The beauty of the mediums now is you can so qualify a lead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you just took the time, you'd probably first off get more people responding.
Yeah.
Because even if you want to, you can tell by the email, it's a form. It's there's nothing personal. You know, they change your name for Phil.
Yeah, you've got to do the work, right?
Whatever,
like, you've got to do the work. Like, yeah, I mean, even our in-mail, we do a lot of work. Like, they don't come out the same every time, right? Like, we rewrite them. We try and make sure they're compelling. We keep them short and sweet. You know what I mean? Like
I really, totally get it.
You've got to do the work, right? Like, yeah. Because people can tell, right? Like, you just, like, people are digitally savvy. Like we get thousands of emails, right? Like, so
yeah, it's a digital form letter. I can read it, guys. I know all you did was, you know, insert name here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm old, right? But I know what carbon copies are.
Exactly.
And I know when I see a carbon copy. So
exactly. You
know, yeah.
Right. I know what a speedy memo is.
Yeah. Oh, you just added like 10 years to the podcast.
4-part speedy memo. Go look that up, youngins. Go look that one up.
Oh my gosh. Just remember Kenny said that. I didn't. I said carbon copy, which you should probably look at.
Same.
But I will tell you, a carbon copy is super cool. You know, when we got to do those in
carbon
school,
paper or NCR?
Carbon paper. Yeah. No.
That's a dinosaur.
Yeah. But the smell, right?
Well,
it was the original high.
Paper.
Oh, carbon paper was the original high, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. Breathe that shit in.
Like, oh yeah, in a stuffy little file room, right?
all over your hands.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's
awesome.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God, that really is dating us. Wow. That's
That wow. got old real fast.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. I'm tweaking campaigns now. So that stuff's like super fun. The analytics are great. I'm starting to do, so here's the neat thing about having an outsourced marketing group that's starting to do these campaigns for you is I can do bigger picture stuff. So I'm guiding them on what's next, you know, what do the campaigns look like how do the campaigns stack together, right? Because, you know, you run a campaign after you and I met at a trade show, but if you and I met and you don't want to do business with me yet, I can keep you in an email campaign and keep you up to date on business by going, hey, listen, like, check out my blog, you know, follow this, you know, people are talking about this, right? Like, you can build yourself a pretty compelling, you know, campaign that maybe leaves you in my email stream for the next year or so until you go, you know, I need some business. I got to call that Phil guy that keeps emailing me. Right. So it's kind of cool. I can do that. And then I am now zeroed in on like building assets, right? So I got partners that I'm going to shows with where we're going to film like a ton of stuff. You know what I mean? So now I got shit going on, right? Like, the slog at the first 6 months was just like, it was kind of like terrible stuff to get through. And now we're starting to like build. So it's
That's what it is though. It's getting through that first shit, right?
Yeah.
It's probably why I was down last week too. It's the same thing, right? Yeah. It's just the first start and you just feel so overwhelmed and you're thinking, Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Like,
and there's so much stuff, right? Yeah. There's so much stuff. Like, and everywhere you look, right? Like you turn something over and go, nope, not that. Fuck, not that. Fuck, we're using that. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. That's exactly how it plays, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing something that I don't like and I'm uncomfortable with. So I'm really good with language, but in this industry, you know, how you say things, I've talked about this before, how you say things and when you say it, it makes a difference. We had kind of a, not a disagreement. We had a settling of terms with a customer on how we say things. And so when we settle on that, we realize that the way we say things to other customers is really similar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
and so now I went, fuck, we use that term in a lot of places. How many places, right? So then that made me go through all of our collateral and our, you know, and I realized like we use it in like 18 or 19 pieces of collateral, right? Which
so
makes
you say
now
something
go,
that wasn't correct for today? Wasn't politically correct? Was
no, it was just, it was more like the way you interpret. I'm trying to think of a good example. So it's really like specific language. So you think of like, the example would be like this. Like if you said, if I still work for Tylenol, right? And they have that little tamper proof, you know, foil on top. You don't say that, when you put that safety seal on that it is, it's guaranteed to keep you safe, right? You say it's tamper proof or that you have a high reliability that, you know, now what's in that Tylenol bottle is safe to use, right? And so we use language like, we actually use something that's tantamount to tamper proof.
Right.
And so the customer went and tampered with it and said,
well, no, you're wrong.
It's not tamper proof.
Yeah.
We can tamper with it. And we said, yeah, but we say tamper proof. And then we say, if you're going to be deliberate about the way you tamper with it, you'll be able to tell, right? Which is the intention.
Yeah, but they're thinking,
of,
well, that's
you know,
the same thing, right?
You right.
Just
and
said it's tamper proof or it's not.
Yeah. And they're saying, no, we interpreted tamper proof as it's foolproof. So you pretty much guaranteed, you know, that you can't tamper with it. And we went, no. That's not what we said, you know, like, so we had to change the way. So we, you know, so I guess the parallel example would be, we then said, okay, it's not tamper proof anymore. It's there's a high reliability that you can't tamper with this, or that there's a, it's tamper indicative, right? That if somebody's messed with it, you'll be able to tell.
Right.
Right. But that meant that like everything that we'd said before that, that's a tamper proof, you're now going, fuck, I have like 19 pieces of collateral out there that all say this thing.
Right. And it's not, you know? It's not accurate.
Yeah. So, or it was accurate until we conceded that we're not using that term anymore. And now you got to,
right.
You know, now we got to go out and revise everything. Right. So I'm in this process, which I really hate, right? Because one, it's very detail oriented, which I am not. I've got a catalog, you know, how many pieces of collateral exactly, how we want to say it, and then where do we say it, and then how do I revise it?
That's a lot of work, eh?
Yeah, it's just there's no joy there.
It's for something so silly. It's not.
There's no joy.
You know, there's intent, and then there's always got to be some jackass, right?
Yeah. So it's like, ugh.
That's so stupid.
It is. It's highly necessary, but it's like, you know, so I'm not loving it. Right. Like, cause I'm just like, ugh, this is terrible.
So, yeah. That's just busy work, pain in the ass type of work. Right.
Yeah. So there's no joy.
That's okay. I guess it's all part of it, right? You got to do what you got to do. It's
not going to kill you. No. It might kill me. It might kill me, but it's still part of the job. Right. Like, You can't build videos. You can't be building videos all the time. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a marketer. I'd be a video producer, right?
Nothing wrong with that. Videos are fun.
Nothing wrong with that either. Yeah, that'd be fun. But yeah.
Videos are fun.
So yeah.
I like videos. You like videos.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's kind of stuff I'm doing, I think. Like kind of standard marketing stuff, you know? Like I'm happy about it because I'm actually getting into some standard marketing stuff now.
Yeah, but this is shit you want to do anyway. This is kind of now starting to get to be really and truly the more fun stuff, right? Yeah. Like you're actually stuff you actually like.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
which is good. I mean, why not, right? That's the game. It's the fun stuff.
Yeah. Switching gears a little bit, because I think Lori will listen to this. Lori, we apologize because I promised that I would follow up with you so we can get the What Would Lori Do segment going, but I haven't followed up. So
you know what Lori would do? Lori would follow up.
Lori would follow up. So we're sorry, Lori, but we'll follow up.
Just so we're clear, Lori, Phil's fault.
It's my fault.
Just so we're clear.
It's 100% my fault. So I will reach out. I will reach out and we'll talk to you and figure out what we got to do. Maybe we got to get you your own director's chair, or if you need a coffee before every podcast, Kenny will have to do that because I can't.
Oh, we can work that out. We can figure that out. But you know what? As long as we don't do anything tech with Kenny, because you know what Kenny just did? Kenny couldn't understand why his laptop's not charging.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got the USB 3. He's got the USB 3 plugged in. Yeah. Right, but it's the microphone one, not the outlet, the microphone.
Oh.
So you can have the microphone plugged in all day, kiddies, and the thing ain't gonna charge. So I'm just looking at it, thinking, well, what's that USB 3 on the floor doing?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Damn.
Or not USB? Yeah, it's US. It's a, what do you call it? Yeah, it's more the US.
Yeah, USB.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
The Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had no computer for the last hour. I could have. But because I just don't know how to plug my computer in, that's a little bit of a fundamental challenge.
That's pretty
cool. Hey, another thing off track.
Yeah.
No, it's not Super Zoo.
On the global pet stuff, we'll get her on the show as well. And that I think that'd be cool.
I think it'd be neat to have a chat with her and see. And you know, I don't. It's cool, right?
Yeah. And then I talked to her about getting us hooked up with the other speakers, because we having them on the show would be amazing as well.
Oh, so
you
kind
of think like if we start, you know, beginning of January, because I think there's like a dozen of us, right? We won't get everybody, but if we got a bunch of us on the show,
I could do a couple before if you want.
Yeah. I think so. I think one every like couple of weeks or whatever.
Right? Just me and you every week, right?
No, they love us. They don't want to listen to anybody else. So.
Phil, geez, that's very delusional. That's very sad. I know. If you go sleep like that tonight, that makes you sleep better. That's good, but that's very sad. That's very sad. Just so you know, nobody cares.
I know.
Man. It's funny. I was telling somebody last week, we were talking about how you almost make yourself obsolete as a consultant, et cetera, right?
Yep.
And changing things. And they're going through some stuff. And I said, yeah, we're just talking about this pod on the podcast. He goes, what were you talking about? And I said, you know what? Why don't you just listen to the fucking podcast?
Yeah.
I said, every week we do this. Every week I tell you about what we said. Yeah. You're interested in what we said. I said, why don't you sit down and download the damn podcast? I said, I'm not supposed to do the podcast like six times a week.
It's true. It is true.
Right?
It's very true.
That's the whole point of doing this. The whole point of recording. Go listen to it.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
You got to do it. You got to do it. We're
all good, buddy.
We're doing good, eh? Like our all-time, I mean, we've got like 15,000 downloads.
That's not too bad.
All-time. Yeah. 15,000 downloads.
How many episodes are we at now?
95. We're recording 96 right now.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, most of them have come in the last while. There's not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm assuming we're growing.
We're growing. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's all over the place, but we're growing. And then it seems like people pick us up and then start from the beginning. You know, because even the earlier episodes, there's a lot of downloads.
That's good.
A lot of downloads. So it's kind of cool.
And is that in totality or is that just Apple?
No, that's everybody. I mean, Apple is actually, Apple used to be like 80% of what we do. And now it's like 45%.
Where are they downloading from?
Yeah, I think they're streaming off Spotify.
Spotify, maybe.
Yeah. And then some people are, you know, there's Podcast Addict, which I use, but a bunch of people use that. And Stitcher is out there. You know, they're kind of all over the place. So it's kind of cool.
Podcast Addict, is that an app?
Yeah, it's a. I don't know if it's for iPhone, but it's definitely on Android. They have it, so it's like a little, you know, like for Apple. Apple has iTunes and the iTunes Manager, but like Google Play is not amazing for music, so for podcasts either. So we wind up doing our own thing.
I think we should. I like having guests on too.
Yeah.
I like talking to other people and see what people are doing. I do. I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's just cool to see how people are doing. And we really want, I want to get Lori on.
Yeah.
Because I think there's so many people that could use that sort of
help. They could use Lori. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, sir. Yeah, you're right. I mean, and that's just, I mean, if Lori benefits from that, even so much the better. But it would just be, I just think it's, I mean, there's so many times, I mean, right. I think you know, that would be like, you know, what would Lori do?
Yeah,
maybe one of those ones, and it's not just Lori. I've got a bunch of friends to do this stuff, but that's I always go back to Lori. Think, yeah, you know what? What you know? And they start thinking it differently, right?
Yeah. They really do. Yeah. So I will. That's on me. We'll talk to Lori this week and just kind of get that sorted out. And then I am working on. Carrie Doyle has disappeared. So Carrie Doyle, if you're listening to this. You've disappeared on us. You've disappeared on me. And that can't happen. So you got to come back
and
tell us. Yeah, I am. I've known Carrie Doyle a long time. And then my friend who's doing the three different jobs, I want to get her on as well. I just think she's got a really cool mindset and it'd be cool to have her on the show. So.
Cool. Oh, I'd like to have, I think Richard from NRC would be cool.
Yeah.
Right. Because, cool you know, dude. He did the emergency story and then went into NRC. And it's just one of those cool things. And it just shows you as well that, you know, if you put your mind to shit, you can get stuff done. Yep. Like you can do stuff. Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of cool people I think we could be able to do.
Yeah. So let's hook up with Lori and find out when she wants to do, because that'll kind of cascade everything else out.
Yeah.
And
go from there. Okay, my friend, awesome, I got to phone Mr. Mark, see how he's doing. And,
you tell him I said hello. I'm really serious, though, if he wants in on our threesome, because there's three of us already, if he wants to play,
I'm guaranteeing he's welcome to play.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he'll bring his clubs. Like, you guys rent, I'm assuming.
No, we bring. Yeah, I'll bring my clubs.
Okay, I'll let him know if it's up to him. If he wants, if he's coming, if he wants to bring his clubs, I'll let him know if you guys are going. So
for sure. And then the other two, because they don't have anything else to do, they do all the driving and everything.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool, right? So I just like, by the time I get there, they've got the routine down. So I just show up, chuck my bags in the car, and then they do all the work, right? So
okay, no, that sounds good. And maybe like I say, we'll see how long we're there. Because it's a hike from here. Might just stay an extra night. We'll see.
Yeah. I got it. Very cool.
Yeah. All right, sounds good, buddy.
All right.
Okay, man.
Take care.
We shall chat with you next week.
You got it.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ciao.
Bye.
All right. That's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe. Like us, join us, share us, tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more commerce news.